Okay, that's quite all right. So my next question was just, could you sort of talk about the role that collaboration played in when you were working in this field at the time?
Oh yeah, collaboration was always very important. Usually my collaboration was with young people who came to the institute to, you know, to learn, really. And usually they came from other places where they learned some new technology. And I always took advantage of that, because the technology is essential in many enterprises in biology. And so, if you see my papers, they always quite a large number of young people, and they are very important because, first of all, as I say, sometimes they bring in new technologies which are very important. Second, you know, they are very enthusiastic and they work hard. So then this is mostly my collaboration. Occasional been some collaboration with other mature scientists for specific reasons, but this has been quite rare.
Right. And also, can you sort of discuss the role of conferences at the time and what role that played in sort of spreading the role of conferences at the time and the role that played in sort of spreading this idea throughout the scientific community along with your science article?
What do you mean? The conferences?
Yeah, could you just talk a little bit about your experiences at the conferences? At scientific conferences?
Yes.
Like the one at Cold Spring Harbor, for example?
Well, I think that they can be, some are really very, very good. I think the Cold Spring Harbor meetings are really excellent. So in one of those, one learns a lot. And also, I always, when I went, I talked about my work, and I took advantage of the questions or the comments that I received. It's a great occasion because it's a kind of friendly environment, and the people whom you know them. And so then they can come and discuss, and I've learned quite a lot. And so I'm very favorable to these things.
Is there anything that you would like to elaborate upon or clarify or explain further regarding your role in the early stages of the Human Genome Project?
Well, I think that my role was just this paper, turning point in cancer research in science, because that was known and was discussed by many people, so there the point was made there. Then after that, of course, I did follow up the developments, and occasionally I suggested new way approaches occasionally. So I became part of it without being really a major force.
And are you still doing continuing cancer research today?
Well, I've been doing it until maybe 2 years ago. But then 2 years ago I had some problem of health, and also I broke a uterus by falling. So, you know, I'm an old man.
Yeah, it'll happen to everyone, I'm sure, including me sometime.
Yes.
Hopefully. Alright, well, if you don't have anything else to clarify, I've gone through all my questions, and I thank you so much again for your time.
So you said that this would be published?
Yes, I plan to type up a transcript, and then I will send it to you by email, and you can look it over.
Yeah.
And if you approve, we will likely publish it on the internet as a public historical record.
Okay. Okay, it was nice talking to you.
Oh, it was excellent. So thank you very much. And
I would like to meet you personally sometimes if you come around here.
If I'm ever in La Jolla, California,
yeah,
I will make sure to stop by. So.
Okay. Goodbye then.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.